The urgent, brave, and noble quest for your intellectual independence. It is actually just the books that keep the world from unraveling, and narrated books at the library are an invention like no other. See, all of the problems in the world are simply rooted in misunderstandings. And we have to come together as intellectuals to put an end to them. The adults that you have been taught to listen to and never question have actually thought themselves into a big fat knot. They cooked up stupid ideas like the West or the East or the right or the left or the red and the blue or carbon credits or just not caring enough and put the world in the state of mutually assured destruction into the prison of world poverty and completely failed to protect schools. Completely. Your school is not just a diploma mill. It's a paycheck mill for all the crappy teachers and everybody that is involved in running the school. Moreover, the politicians we see on TV buy their votes. They buy them in creative ways, by touring a nation, by being able to afford things that poor people can't. Most just sit on an election carousel, where eventually everyone gets elected just by plain chance. And it gets worse. National borders, standing armies, nuclear weapon stockpiles, pollution, and human activity-induced climate change. And it gets even worse than that, because indoctrination is used for profit and for laziness. You can think of our base knowledge from teenage years as a view of the world, as our connection with the world. Really, a kind of an operating system. Because your beliefs influence your actions. Indoctrination is being used everywhere to manipulate your operating system. Religions, politics, national divisions, and whatever political sides exist are pretty much all created out of indoctrination by manipulating the views, beliefs, and minds of the people. In some places, like the nations that are likely to go to war, even ineffective education is being withheld. Most adults are too crushed by poverty to ponder any of this, and the false leaders only benefit from that blindness. Nobody asks any questions, like, at all. There are some people in the world who would say, "Chill, just live your life. It's how things are. Get over it." But they are completely wrong. They're out of their mind wrong. It could be their teenage kid getting busted for drugs or sent to fight in a war that will eventually snap them out of this nonsense. Don't chill. You have no choice but to become a great being. You don't have to do speeches. You don't have to change the world. You just have to be great in your mind and heart and soul. You have to be unbreakable. For you. Just you. That alone will make the world a more beautiful place. Rise by means of your wisdom inherited from countless books, and yes, synthesized on your own. And fuel your view of the world with knowledge that can only be begotten from a lifetime of learning from books. Thousands and thousands of books. Don't read them. Reading the paper version is the worst way to get at the soul of a book. You have to hear them. While you are out on a great adventure, you have to connect the souls together. Your soul to the soul of the book. That's how you inherit wisdom. Intelligence is not genetic. Nothing could be dumber than that. It's a function of the number of books you listened to, integrated with, and comprehended. It is proportional to how many great adventures you set off to in order to make peace of mind and time necessary to connect with those books. You have no choice, because without your first 1,000 books, you will be a victim of indoctrination, of somebody else's easy way to go through life. In some places, it can be deliberately crafted to control people, but in most places, it is just some combination of easy things that lead people nowhere that everyone agrees to participate in. Your first 10 beautiful books will multiply your intelligence many times over. Your first 100 books will completely alter the course of your life. Listen, this is so important that you can quit your job, you can drop out of school, you can absolutely disappoint your parents, friends, and everyone else. It's okay, because until you get through those books, you're not even yourself. It is okay, so as long as you have life-changing books playing in your ear, helping you inherit lifetimes of wisdom from countless great beings. There's just one person that you do not get to disappoint in your life, and that person is the older you. You may not go through life just to end up regretting all the decisions you have made. Make room for narrated books from the library. Make room for books. Do you hear me? Make room for books so that you don't regret your life. Set your mind free of invisible prison walls. Become an intellectual, an unbreakable. Go, get to the narrated books and take your time. Inherit lifetimes of wisdom so that you don't just relive mistakes and lives that were already had before. There's nothing more important than ensuring your beliefs and views are actually your own. Go to the library and one by one listen to all the narrated books. It is your right. It is your intellectual inheritance. It is the future of everything and everyone.